This is Fresh Air. Back in the old days, when musicians died, that put an end to their recording careers. Not anymore. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead looks at two new albums in which deceased trumpet players appear in settings they never recorded in. Kevin says it's unethical, immoral, and unscrupulous, and the music isn't very good either.
Miles Davis died a year ago, but he'll probably keep putting CDs out for a while as the companies he recorded for scavenge their vaults for unreleased music. Of course, there may be good reasons that stuff wasn't released, but now that he's dead, who's going to stop him? Miles' current album, Doobop, is partly the fruits of sessions he did last year, produced by rapper Easy Mo B. It's pretty depressing. The sad sound of Davis, whose slogan used to be New Directions in Music, hip-hopping onto a trend instead of starting one. Like some other jazz musicians who worked with rappers, he couldn't tell bad ones from a good one.
Let's take a verse for my man called Miles, cause seems to me he's gonna be around for a long while. Cause he's a multi-talented and gifted musician who can play any position.
Deep. That's rapper JR from the Doobop song. Producer Easy Mo B doesn't do much better when he raps on the same number, rhyming the word Pacific with Andy Griffith. No, don't even ask. Miles' record company, Warner Brothers, says he wanted this stuff released, so I guess we have to believe them. But those sessions only yielded about a half hour of music. To stretch the CD out to a whopping 40 minutes, the company took some unfinished Davis tapes from a few years ago, gave Mo B those trumpet parts, and had him design new rhythm tracks to fit underneath. Supposedly, this idea originated with one of Miles' managers. The trumpeter's dead, but they still gotta eat. Musically, it's a rotten idea. As critic Stanley Crouch has pointed out, to call a jazz improvisation with accompaniment a solo is a misnomer. Quote-unquote soloists always interact with the musicians they're playing with, rhythmically, harmonically, and melodically. To take a statement out of its original context changes everything. Just ask Sister Soulja. Posthumous hijinks like this aren't really new. Unscrupulous producers did the same thing to Jimi Hendrix after he died, and to Charlie Parker for the soundtrack to the movie Bird. Not to mention that soda commercial where Satchmo unwittingly jams with Elton John, or what Natalie Cole did to her own father on Unforgivable, or whatever the name of that was. The same fate befalls another late trumpeter, Chet Baker, on guitarist Jim Hall's new album, You Collie, on the CTI label. Blurb on the CD cover makes much of Chet Baker's contributions to this record and does admit the backing tracks have been changed, but it doesn't mention he's only on three of its six cuts or that his performances had been recorded a few years before his death in 1988. That blurb also describes Baker's solos as irreplaceable, although in fact they've been literally replaced in glitzy new surroundings. The end result is the sort of marshmallow, easy-listening jazz producer Creed Taylor has always been known for, so it's not like Baker hadn't known what he was getting into. But because a new rhythm section had been substituted for the one he recorded with, he's denied the courtesy of deciding for himself which musicians he might appear with. These albums aren't about music, or treating great musicians with respect. They're about picking corpses clean to make a buck. This desecration is more odious than colorizing black and white movies, and that's saying something.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator in New York. This is Fresh Air.